This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We say grace.
We say grace.
We say amen. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. All right, David Icke's with us. Next segment, he's going to hit the lockdown Europe, part two, where this is going, what's going to affect us here. This is all a beta test for what's coming here, folks. So if you don't already have empathy or solidarity, you should. I know you do. We're all connected. David Icke, DavidIcke.com. He's got his new book out, The Answer, at DavidIcke.com. You got to read it. It's amazing. I read it like, it's a big book, but I read it in 2 days during the weekend about a month ago. David, short segment here, long segment coming up. What else is front and center for you? Because I talked to you in the break. I said, what do you want to cover next? He said, well, whatever you want. No. What is in the front of David Icke's mind right now?
Well, what we do about this, you know, we've been talking for a long time about where this is planned to go. And people laughed, people dismissed, people waved their hand and nonsense. And in 2020, it's come to fruition. It's starting to, well, not starting to, it is massively impacting on people's lives, on people's ability to feed their family, on people's basic freedoms. And I'm not trying to frighten people. I'm trying to concentrate minds. When I say that if people think it's bad now, this is nothing to where it's meant to go. And it is bad now. It's horrific now. But we're talking a level of undiluted evil that has no empathy, that has no compassion, has no emotional consequence for anything it does. Thus, there are no limits. In fact, far from being limits, it gets off on the suffering it creates.
Well, that's right. They don't just not care. It enjoys it.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is, where we are now is where we are now. It's not where it's meant to end. It's meant to go much more catastrophic even than we are now. So when are we going to draw the line? You know, and if you can't summon the courage to stand up for yourself, then at least look at the kids, the children, and the young people. I mean, we're seeing now their presence and their future being stolen from them to the point where lots of young people have got to levels of despair where they're committing suicide around the world.
We see it. Orwell said a boot stomping on the human face forever. This is a smothering, a blanket over our face, on record making us sick. Bacterial pneumonia is causing most of the deaths. It turns out Fauci wrote a paper in 2008 confirming that. They're literally a cult murdering us in front of our faces.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I've been saying since March, there is no virus. And all I have seen since, especially in the last few weeks, is that that is true. It's a scam on that level. And we are seeing this explosion of cases around the world, which is justifying the more lockdowns and more fascism that is based on a test that's not testing for the virus, the RT-PCR test. Its inventor, Kerry Mullis, said this cannot detect and diagnose infectious
disease.
That's
right. It's on record of fraud. They're calling regular flu, regular colds, all of this. And the white lab coat cult that we're supposed to trust has betrayed us. But when white lab coats come out and tell the truth, they're banned. That tells you everything you know right there.
Exactly. And so what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen, is a assault on human freedom and the very existence in many ways of humanity as we've known it from this deeply evil and disturbed cult. And we have to say, how much of this more are we going to take? Because, you know, I speaking in Birmingham, Britain's second biggest city, on Saturday at a freedom rally, an anti-lockdown rally. And you know, we're just going now into a second national lockdown. And I said to, you know, business people, they are setting out to destroy you. This is what the lockdown's about.
That's right. You're participating like Jews in Nazi Germany running into the pits to be shot in the head by the Nazis. You've got to fight back. Let's cover the new big lockdown with David Icke in 60 seconds. DavidIcke.com. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and ElectionNight.News. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why. It's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. That we don't give a damn. They are so scared of the American people and others waking up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got 24-hour plus live coverage here with incredible guests all day, all night. We're going to be here tonight when Biden tries to announce early victory. We're going to be here when they try to, that fails, hold on to it, and create a giant disaster with all these mail-in ballots. We're going to be here together in defiance of their censorship, and I want to thank all the listeners for keeping us on air. All right, David Icke is here. He said 8 months ago that the virus isn't real. He said the hospitals aren't full, they're empty. All of it came out, it was true. They had to admit they had actors. No one was there. They're counting car wrecks, gunshot wounds, cancers, everything, heart attack, just everything. Shark attacks, boating accidents, everything, automobile accidents, it's all being counted as COVID. And Trump's now finally talking about that. And they get $13,000 and they say you're a COVID patient, and $39,000 if they intubate you. I mean, this is just a giant scam of biblical proportion. And then $2,000 if they put death certificate, COVID. This is organized fraud, And then I look. Wales is the new beta test, not Melbourne, Australia, or not Madrid, Spain. Those are the other ones for the UN, where there people come out to walk their dog wearing a mask, they're arrested. In hunt for virus source, WHO let China take charge. Even the New York Times has to admit China's in charge of how we do this. Incredible. Snap poll, 70% of English people back prime minister's plan to return to lockdown. Other polls show only 10%. These are all fake polls. In San Francisco, virus is contained, but schools are still closed. Tens of thousands attend late-night rallies for Trump in Wisconsin. They're saying he's spreading the disease, but Black Lives Matter is good. Corona lockdown, cops quiz people on their food purchases in Wales. Arrest people that are caught buying wine. UK brings in army to help first China style. That's what they're calling it, mass COVID-19 testing in Liverpool. It's not about death now. It's about, oh, you have it, you disappear to a COVID facility. It's about getting rid of due process at Magna Carta. Bin collectors, trash can collectors delayed in Canterbury and other areas as whistleblowers. It goes on to say because of COVID-19 shortages. So everything's breaking down. That's what's going on here, and they admit the whole time that it's never going to end. Bill Gates said 2 weeks ago, oh, it's 10 years. It's forever. This is a nightmare dystopia they are putting us into through their weakness, through their crisis. So, David Icke, please continue. You're there in the UK. You're witnessing it. You predicted it. Tell us what's currently happening, and tell us how to get out of this, because we know what they're doing to you is being beta tested in the U.S. and blue cities as well. It's all UN-directed.
Well, what's interesting, Alex, is in Liverpool, in the northwest of England, there's quite an independent mentality there, and a lot of them have been pushing back, and they've not been doing what the government is telling them they should do, and it's no accident that they've chosen Liverpool as what they claim. is a trial of mass city testing. And they're putting thousands of troops into Liverpool, troops to oversee this mass testing. And while they're saying that it's a trial, the British Medical Journal a few weeks ago revealed some documents, some government documents for something called Operation Moonshot that had been leaked to them. And it was describing exactly what they've started to do in Liverpool. And the fact that by the early months of, or even weeks of 2021, they're going to be testing millions and millions of people a day. And this is the scam, you see. Because they've got a test that's not testing for the virus, because it can't, it means that the more they can get people tested, the more of these fake positive cases they're going to get. And the reason that the overwhelming vast majority of people who test positive with a PCR test have no symptoms is because there's nothing wrong with them. And what they did and what they're doing now is they've come up with this scam called asymptomatic. Because it's not a deadly virus, it doesn't bloody exist. They have to do it by propaganda and perceptual programming. So they can't produce all the people who are ill with it. So the vast majority are asymptomatic. So what they've then said is, oh yeah, but these people with no symptoms, they can pass it on to other people. And so they've used that to justify for the first time the quarantine of the healthy and not just the sick. So number one, if we want to bring an end to this virus overnight, the 5G element apart, and that's another story, then number one, people, stop getting tested. It's a trap. They're telling you.
Oh, they admit it's designed where almost all of them are false positives. And as testing goes up, the numbers go up, but the deaths don't. They're just, it's so obvious.
Yeah, but the thing is that the British government is spending unbelievable amounts of money with advertisements in television and radio. All you hear is that stuff all the time. To tell people that if you want to get back to normal, like it was before, you know, the concerts and the sport and
the
bar.
But the truth is it never goes back, does it? Gates said on TV, it never goes back. He goes, nothing non-essential is allowed. He said, no more sports, no more nothing.
Yeah, but the point is that what they're claiming is the opposite. Because what they're saying is the way to get back to normal is to get tested. But you get tested with a test not testing for the virus, it pings positive, absolutely nothing wrong with you, and it becomes a case. And the more cases from the more tests, the more reason they have, which is why we're going into another national lockdown in Britain, is saying, oh, we've got all these cases, so we've got to go further from bloody normal, not towards it. So people, stop getting tested.
I totally agree. What is the globalist endgame? Where do they want to take us with this? Cashless society, global social credit score, disappear, arrest whoever they want, like the UN says. What is their end game, and how is it going for them, David Icke?
Well, I think there are some very positive things happening. I can talk about Britain myself. What has happened is this, Alex. You know, in the spring, when they were playing this for the first time, there was an unknown in people's minds. I mean, those that have researched this for decades could see
a fear of the unknown, myself included. You were right before I was. I was not sure for about a month. You were right. Yeah. I was fear of the unknown. That's how they got us.
Yeah, fear of the unknown. But what's been happening, you see, is through the months to present time, A, people are seeing the economic catastrophe that's unfolding because of it, but crucially, their daily experience is totally at odds with what the government is saying the situation is. And despite all the hysteria of censorship, information is getting out through various ways, word of mouth and whatever you can to get around the censorship. And people are starting to put this together. You know, when I talked twice in Trafalgar Square, tens of thousands of people turned up. I spoke in Birmingham, another big crowd turned up, and they're right across the spectrum of society, all races, all religions, sexuality.
And that's what the enemy fears is unity.
This unity, that's why they want the woke fake left to create disunity. That's what it's there for. And so there are many, many encouraging things. And I talked to people. In fact, there was a police officer. Birmingham police were brilliant on Saturday. They just left us alone. Whereas the Metropolitan Police, actually the unit that came in, weren't really the police. They were hired hands with their batons. But one of the police officers says, "I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree with what you're doing. It's crazy." And what we need now is the ranks of the hierarchy and the implementers of the...
This is a solution. Final segment with David Icke. This is the key to victory. He's going to lay it out for us on the other side. I can't wait to hear it. We are so appreciative of him. The new book is The Answer at davidicke.com. I'm Alex Jones. It is Election Day 2020 live coverage. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. All right, Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundits joining us next. David Icke, the icon, the guy that literally predicted it all, is here with us. People say, Jones, you predicted all this. No, David Icke predicted it before I did. That's just the way it is, like Ted Gunderson did. And credits where it's due, but he doesn't care about that. He cares about defeating these people. In closing, you were getting into, as we went to break, where they're going, what they're doing, what's coming next, how we defeat them, and getting people to understand that are within the system that they're replacing humans right now because they know humans are going to wake up in the end that this is an anti-human takeover. This is a robot silicon takeover. So we just need to get the military and police and bureaucrats and others to get the fact that they're on Team Human, whether they want to be on Team Human or not, and they better get with the program. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, they know that the awakening to the scam is gathering pace, and they've been preparing for it. I mean, you know, they've been cutting police in Britain for a long time and cutting numbers and funding, and now suddenly they're recruiting thousands of police officers, and they are for this very job of meeting civil resistance. But the real point is, you know, cities all over the world, Alex, now, that we're seeing people awaken, both from seeing that it's the nature of the lie, but also through their economic consequences. And what we need, and it is starting to happen, we need people within the hierarchy and enforcing the hierarchy's agenda to start breaking ranks. Because, you know, people need to understand, and I do appreciate the pressure that is on doctors and medical staff to put COVID-19 on death certificates. I do understand that. But what the people doing it need to understand is that in doing so, you are, never mind beating around the bush, you are a facilitator of fascism every time you put COVID-19 on a death certificate if someone has died from something else. Well, they've all died of something else because there is no SARS-CoV-2. But therefore, I know you're fearful about your careers and you're fearful about of speaking out. But my goodness, it's like I said earlier, where we are now is where we are now. This is going somewhere much, much more.
Yeah, you extreme. Better be concerned about the end game of this agenda, because they admit a post-industrial world, global collapse, third world starving to death, us starving to death, and only things getting worse. I love it, like COVID's causing millions to starve to death. No, the lockdown is.
Yeah, exactly. And so we need these people to start breaking ranks. You know, we're starting to see, you know, just the start of it. There's some very, very brave doctors who have come out. More are coming out now.
By the way, every doctor I privately know says all of this, including a major biotech owner in Austin, a billionaire, but they're scared to say it. And they said it doesn't even exist. You can't get antibodies for it. There can't be a vaccine because your body doesn't even recognize COVID-19 as a threat. It's a cold virus that Gates patented so he can own it. So when you're found to have it, he can just say you're a criminal and lock your ass up. This guy's a billionaire tech owner and won't come on the show, though. David, I've met with him.
Well, let me just put this bloody virus into perspective. Recently, the CDC published an article by a group of virologists, and they didn't, you know, come out and say what I'm going to say, but what they said was saying this in their text. They have isolated, or not, they're not isolated, they say they've identified 37 base pairs of the genetics of SARS-CoV-2. How many base pairs do they say it has? 30 bloody thousand. And so what they've done is they've taken these little fragments of what they claim is the virus, and then they've used a computer program, this is all in these articles, a computer program to fill in the rest. And it was brilliantly described, this process, by an American doctor, Tom Cowan, when he said, it's like this. You find a fragment of a hoof, you find a fragment of a horn, and you find a hair from a tail. And then you put it through a computer program and get it to fill in the gaps, and you say, oh, look, it's a unicorn. And a unicorn that no one's ever bloody seen. And what they did, and this is in the article as well, is because these different computer programs filled in the gaps in different ways, I mean, you couldn't make it up, you don't have to, but they then had a vote on, as Cowan said, which of the imaginary unicorns is the real imaginary unicorn?
Exactly.
And that is the so-called genetic code of this non-existent
virus. Well,
that's
an example. Depending on the test, they admit, like, some have had a bacterial infection that's false positive, or you've had a coronavirus, or you've had a flu virus. I mean, it's all just a scam.
And so you have a situation where you've not isolated the virus, you've not identified its genetic code. So how can you test for it with a test that doesn't test for virus?
And remember, early on, the UN, remember, would not ever put the code out, and they still won't put the code out for COVID. But they never say what it is because no one's allowed to test. It's incredible. Why didn't they launch a real bio attack then, David? Because, I mean, even Bill Gates said a few months ago on Colbert, he said, oh, this is a beta test. The real attack's coming, which I believe him on that. But why didn't they launch something real? They wanted to just test the psychology of this first?
Well, if you release a real bioweapon, then you're going to lose control of it. You might take out lots of people. You don't want taking out, because although this cult at its core, you probably get it into a single room, there are lots of people within the hierarchy that don't really know what they're part of.
So they don't want to disrupt their network.
They don't want to take them out. And also, if you have that, you are limited to what it does and where it goes. Whereas if you have a made-up virus, you have a blank sheet of paper.
You can just use statistics however you want to manipulate.
Right. You can make it go up. You can make it go down. You can increase the number of symptoms.
You can never defeat it. It's just whatever you want.
Because it doesn't exist. It absolutely doesn't exist. I've done enormous amounts of research on this. It doesn't exist. And what you said is absolutely right. There is not a single scientific paper in the world to this day that has produced the genetic code without all this computer mumbo jumbo.
But every other virus, they've got the exact code.
Well, it's very difficult to get the codes of viruses. That's a whole other story. There's enormous amounts of evidence. People don't realize this, of course.
Sure, that it's a byproduct of cellular regeneration.
That viruses don't cause disease. It's a response of the immune system. It's that what we call viruses are released as a response to cells being poisoned, not by electromagnetic fields, food, whatever. And so what they've done...
Well, you're right. They actually have studies on 5G, 4G, 3G, that the body actually gives off different chemicals that look like viruses when they're under bombardment. David, you're amazing. Please come back again in the aftermath of the election. You've been very nice to join us. Maybe you'll come back in a few days, maybe next week. We really...
problem there yet.
Oh, we'd love it. So join us then tomorrow and the next day. You tell my producer when you went on, sir, the show's yours. DavidIke.com. Thank you so much. Amazing information. Thank you.
Cheers, Alex. Bye.
Oh, that was powerful. I love David Icke. We'll be right back with Jim Hawk. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Skype right now on this live November 3rd. Wow, global edition. Can't believe we are here live. Let's look at a few fun things, though, for TV viewers, radio listeners. I'll describe these for you. No one looks more disingenuous. I'm not going to say Comey looks like a pedophile. He doesn't. But I was going to hire somebody to play Eddie Haskell Part 2 in the new Leave It to Beaver, or somebody to be a fraud, or a used car salesman. It would be James Comey. And he's put out on Twitter, vote for your country with a Biden-Harris 2020. Remember, he was the nonpartisan Republican, all this BS. Look at the disingenuousness of this 8-foot-tall weirdo. Meanwhile, like this, it's 2032. The globalists unleash their clone army to enslave the earth. But a leader rises up to unite mankind for one last stand. That's some fun stuff. Wow, we got so many other big guests that are coming up as well. Roger Stone is coming up. Paul Joseph Watson. Who knows? We might have Joe Rogan on today. Who knows what's going on? A lot of wildness is going down. Before we go to Jim Hoft here, who we're finally getting on Skype, DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates, triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply. It was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get it anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the globalist plan. Also, the big Black Friday special comes in October. Well, it's not October anymore. That's got to end. So the Mind of Mineral Fusion, the Ultra 12, also amazing. Those discounts are about to end with free shipping and all the rest of it. InfoWarsStore.com, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in. All right. Jim Hoff's with us the next 20 minutes. Nobody, and I love admiring somebody because it means, my God, when I'm exhausted and I want to fight hard, it's like the Energizer Bunnies over there putting out 10 times the articles we do and just catching everything there is. And so my spirit animal is Gateway Pundit, and he joins us always ear to the ground. White House loves what he's doing. All the election fraud, all the craziness. I could ask 1,000 questions, but I want to give him the floor, whatever he's got up front. Then I want to ask him gut level what he sees happening tonight, because they admit plan A is just to have the media announce that Biden's won, even though he hasn't, and then if Trump tries to talk, censoring him, and plan B is hold up everything with the ballots. So, Jim, I said I'm not going to ask a question, but up front, it's great to have you. What do you want to go at first here?
Well, I think the Biden campaign is in a complete panic today. I'm feeling really good about the election right now. I know that the fraud is there, Alex. We know that the fraud is always baked in, but this time what's different is we have President Trump, and he's aware of this, and his followers are aware of this, and I think it actually cuts down on some of that potential fraud. I know a lot of people might disagree. We know
it's well known. Landslides override fraud.
That's it, and the numbers we're seeing so far from Florida, especially, there's some good Twitter users down there who are posting updates about every 15, 20 minutes. Florida looks great. President Trump was just speaking a bit ago saying Florida, North Carolina, Texas, and Arizona, the numbers look good so far. So they're very upbeat. It was a nice sign last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin, when the Trump kids got on stage and they were upbeat. I think that says a lot. The fact that Joe Biden and his campaign is already backpedaling, saying that maybe Pennsylvania isn't that necessary, maybe they don't need Florida, that says a lot. So once again, Alex, they've been feeding us this bowl of crap for months, saying that Joe Biden was way ahead of our man Donald Trump, and it was just complete garbage. And unfortunately for Democrats and for Joe Biden, they believe the fake news media. So shame on them.
And, Jim, I know you're a realist. You wouldn't be putting a pretty picture on this if you didn't smell victory. I smell it, too, but the media is so corrupt. They might just announce Biden wins. They're saying that's the plan, even if he's losing.
Right. We saw that yesterday, the official from Pennsylvania saying that about Joe Biden. And, you know, it was interesting, too, today when Trump was visiting his campaign staff in Arlington, Virginia. The question, of course, the first question from the fake news media was, did you write your concession speech? And Trump's response was, no, hell no. You know, he hasn't written that. He has no intention of writing a concession speech. And I don't think he's going to need one. Only the fake news media, you know, wants you to believe this. And Alex, you know, I got to hand it to you at InfoWars. You guys have been attacked more than anyone in the past 4 years since Trump's last victory. And it's been a hard go for you. It's been hard for us. I can't wait upon it, but you know your voice is still as strong as ever, and you guys are just kicking ass. And I know that you have a lot of support and a lot of readers and viewers who are with you every day. So
well, they're the reason we're still on air, just like you. They deserve all the credit. Let me ask you this: what do you expect the left to do? I think it's clearly the metrics are all there. Trump's going to win big. What are they going to do? I mean, we know they're planning all this violence, but gut level, what does Jim Hoft expect to happen?
You know, I think I was thinking, when is it going to happen? When are these people going to hit the streets? I live in the St. Louis area up in Missouri, and I suspect maybe not tonight. I think it depends on how big the Trump win is. But I do expect in the next few nights that they're going to be a lot of these radical, violent leftists out again, the Antifa folks. It is interesting that every city has their stores boarded up again, which, you know, is costing these stores a fortune, just protecting themselves from Antifa. But it is interesting that every major city this is happening in and this poor leadership by Democrats, that they won't put a stop to this, and they allow this to continue month after month. So I think that's a big boost for Donald Trump. But
no, I agree. Isn't it just a giant temper tantrum? That's what I'm asking. If we've seen all these temper tantrums so far, how do they up the level when they've already turned it up to 11?
Yeah. I'm afraid to see what they do next. We've already seen, you know, we've seen a lot, Alex. And you don't have to use your imagination. I just hope that there is a tough response. I hope that Trump fires that Secretary of Defense Esper at midnight tonight. The same Trump official who said he felt uncomfortable sending in the National Guard on protesters, right? So I hope he's gone at midnight. Trump needs somebody in there who's going to protect our cities.
Well, that was my next question when we come back. Let's just start now. What does Trump need to do when he wins? Because we better see some major action. He's talking about firing Ray, a bunch of people.
Yeah, well, I hope that this the Secretary of Defense is first. I hope Christopher Ray is second. That guy's a disaster. It would be nice if we saw some of these people get charged. The CIA director, we're not sure what the hell she does, but we haven't seen much. It'd be nice maybe if Gina Haspel left. I think that's the first thing he has to do. And I think a lot of people are even talking about our attorney general, canning him, because we haven't seen anything so far from these investigations.
Yeah, he's talked a lot of good talk, but the action is not there. Talk is talk, walking is the walk. All right, one more segment with Jim Hoft, thegatewaypundit.com. We'll ask him more about what's coming up, other angles he's looking at. And just where this country goes. There's any way to heal this once the Democrats have been defeated. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Way, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Way. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Way has done for me.
Green Meadow Way comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I come in there every day and I read my own articles, send them links, what I want, but then they print me off stacks of all my favorite websites. And the Gateway Pundit's always the biggest stack. Bigger than Red State, bigger than the Daily Caller, bigger than Breitbart, all combined, because that's how prolific they are. And it's amazing with a much smaller crew. So, that's GatewayPundit.com. In closing, I hope you pop in with us tomorrow in the aftermath. Jim Hobbs, I really appreciate you giving us time. GatewayPundit.com, TheGatewayPundit.com. Roger Stone's about to join us. We'll do a little bit the next hour. Then Paul Watson takes over. A bunch of big guests, 24-hour coverage here, obviously. What about, you've been right there with the first people to say it's a total fraud, it's a hoax, they're putting other deaths on there. Sure, it's a real virus, but, you know, totally exaggerated. Now they admit what you and your brother spearheaded. New York Times, in Hunt for Virus Sources, WHO lets China take charge. So it is China running the response. Trump's right. And then all the big lockdowns and the left keeping their cities closed. I'm sure that when Trump wins, they're just going to keep blue cities shut down as a form of siege. and it breaks the federalist system. So your take on where this lockdown's going, because 4 more years, no more mask, except the bureaucracy, the Democrats, the blue states, the corporations, the universities, they're just going to keep it going. So Trump's not a dictator. He doesn't have the power to stop this. What do we do?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I forgot to mention that Dr. Fauci should be canned tonight, too, after the election results are announced. That guy's been a complete disaster. He doesn't even, I don't think he could pass a psychological test. I think the guy's crazy. He's wishy-washy. He makes no sense. And he's the one that not only the U.S. was relying on, but much of the world, much of these developing countries use the U.S. plan to defeat this virus.
And people blame Trump. Great. Trump inherited Fauci. He's been there 45 years.
Yeah, yeah. And he needs to be gone. He's a complete disaster. And he ruined this great economy. He ruined, you know, tens of thousands of people's lives, hundreds of thousands of people's lives by destroying their incomes, destroying their businesses they had. So, yeah, I hope that guy's gone real soon. I hope charges are brought up against him. I hope Trump puts in a few doctors that we can trust who actually make some sense, because this has been a, you know, that Fauci, as we listed on Gateway Pundit, we have a list of at least 19 times this guy made absolutely no sense, or was lying, or was, you know, wishy-washy with his policies.
And now he's campaigning for Biden openly. You think Comey and Fauci campaigning for Biden hurts Biden? These people are jokes.
Yeah. I think it tells us everything we already knew, and that is that these people were just there to take down Trump. And that'll be one thing that happens. But I think right now the numbers for Trump look really good. I'm really happy about that so far, Alex. And we will see. But I noticed we put up a story a few minutes ago. North Carolina, they're keeping some polling stations open late today. So, of course, you know, we're going to see these shenanigans, like you were saying. Some friends of mine, as far as Missouri, which is, you know, pretty solid red at this point, thanks to Barack Obama. It used to be a swing state. Now it's really red than Trump. But the lines down in southern Missouri, which is a stronghold for Republicans, are like he said, it was a half mile long, but at least a quarter mile. And that's great news. So God is going to save this country once again with President Trump. And I'm glad that you guys have been there, the whole time, and, you've been taking so much heat. So, I'm glad that you guys are still standing and going strong. So
Jim Hoff, I go to sleep at night feeling good knowing you and many others like Roger Stone are there. Look forward to talking in the next few days, hopefully with a big Trump win, and it's so decisive they don't drag this out. Thank you so much. GatewayPundit.com.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, thegatewaypundit.com. Thank you, Jim. All right, joining us now for the next 20 minutes is Roger Stone. He'll be back on several times throughout the evening, and obviously at that critical time, we've got to get champagne together when Trump's announced the winner. That may not be happening, though. Roger, I want to give you the floor of whatever you think is most important up front now. Then I want to ask you, when you're done, say whatever you want to say, because you're the expert more than I am, way more. Plan A, they're going to announce Biden's the winner tonight. The mainstream media, they've said, is the only voice that matters. They say that he's going to, quote, take command. That's Plan A. Plan B, they're going to drag it out. What do you expect them to try to execute, or is there a Plan C?
Well, Alex, first of all, I'm delighted to be with you, and good to see my good friend Jim Hoff there. He's really a courageous journalist, and other than InfoWars, The Gateway Pundit was one of the few outlets that actually told the American people about the truth when I was being subjected to a Soviet-style show trial.
And we're going to cover that next hour. It's now come out confirming that Mueller was investigating you day one during the campaign along with Julian Assange.
Well, and more importantly, at midnight last night, the Department of Justice released the unredacted sections of the Mueller report demonstrating undisputedly that they had no evidence whatsoever that I was involved with WikiLeaks in the hacking or dissemination of that information. My lawyers tell me that should have been disclosed to me under the law, prior to my trial under the Brady requirements. And it was,
well, you know, under federal law and state law, that if someone's found not guilty and set up, even if they don't challenge it in court, the court should reopen it and exonerate you immediately.
You're right, Alex, but we're talking about the District of Columbia, so I would say fat chance. No Republican, no conservative, no Trump supporter, no Christian, no libertarian could ever receive a fair trial in the D.C. circuit. It is completely and thoroughly corrupt. Look at the process involving that great American patriot, General Mike Flynn. Today, the Democrats went to Judge Emmett Sullivan to get his approval for further extension of voting in various jurisdictions. He is the go-to judge for the deep state. Both he and Judge Jackson will face impeachment proceedings if the president is reelected and the House Republicans take control. It's time for deep, deep reform of our federal judiciary. Let's get to the election, because I think that's what people want to talk about. Alex, I am growingly optimistic based on what I am seeing. We have been fighting, as I've said, a number of structural obstacles to the president's reelection. It's not just the mainstream media and the constant torrent of lies attacking the president, not to mention their active censorship regarding the undisputed evidence of criminal activity by Joe and Hunter Biden involving foreign enemies. In 2016, this was really not problematic because the robust, vibrant alternative media that had grown based in the internet was an end around for Donald Trump. It was a way to launch his counterattack and have his counterattack be widely covered and widely understood. Now they have censored conservatives, Christians, Republicans, InfoWars, StoneColdTruth.com, so many others on the internet. That is extraordinarily problematic. The Democrats' game plan, I think, is absolutely clear. If they do not get the result they want tonight, there's a great story in the British newspapers. Black Lives Matter has said they will burn Washington to the ground. They will burn the White House to the ground, and they will put as many effing police officers in their graves as possible. I have to assume that that with the election behind him, the president recognizes that when he took the oath of office, he specifically pledged to protect this country from all enemies, domestic and foreign. And therefore, it is the president's first obligation to protect the public safety and to preserve order. If there is widespread violence.
No, I mean, I agree. At a certain point, it doesn't matter if they say it's an agitprop. If people start randomly killing and burning again, they've got to be dealt with.
There's no question. But, you know, when we say that, they try to turn it with us and say, oh, Stone and Jones says if Trump loses, he should enact martial law. We never said that. That's not what we're saying right here and now. The president's on the way to victory, Alex. When we come back, we'll talk about several scenarios and how I see them playing out. In the meantime, I was in Georgia yesterday to endorse Doug Collins for the United States Senate. If you're an info warrior and you are listening and you live in Georgia, please get to the polls and vote for Doug Collins. He is a true patriot who will support the president, and his opponent, Kelly Loeffler, is a globalist.
Well, that's right. Let's go back.
Absolutely.
We got to go to break, Roger, but you're right. Last election, midterm, and the one before that, a lot of House members and people only won by a few thousand votes. People need to not just go vote in Georgia and every other state. They need to bring people now. Get off your asses and do it. I'm not bitching at people. I'm just saying, this is it. God, I don't want a physical civil war. Let's fix this peacefully now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.